Hey, it's time for the High School Report here on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Time to check in with our friend Mark Calden of Eastern Maine Sports. Hello there, Mark. How are you this afternoon?
Good. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing well. Hey, it's good to talk with you. I feel like I've been on the road most of the fall. Haven't had a chance to chat with you too much.
Yeah, I think you have been traveling the country.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to be back home, and it's good to have the chance to talk to you as we, my goodness, getting right to the heart of the high school football season and some big, big games this weekend, and probably none bigger, and I don't know if that's where you're headed, the matchup between Madomic and Foxcroft Academy.
Scoreboards and keeping track, but I am going to be watching that game and doing updates, but 4-0 against 4-0, top team in Class C North against the top team in Class D North. Both teams have steamrolled this season. Foxcroft has only allowed 6 points all season, but this is their first real big test, and it's going to be the Madomic's biggest test also. So it's going to be a lot of fun down there. I'll be keeping tabs on that, updating Twitter and Facebook.
Excellent. And also another big game, too, an interesting one, is Orono takes on Dexter tonight.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow at 1, actually. Dexter's homecoming tomorrow afternoon. And, Orono, they're pretty big favorite in this one. But, Dexter's got the tradition, too, and they've only lost one game. But Orono, a big win last week against Bucksport, and they're going to try to keep it rolling.
And what do you think of this matchup between Stearns and Ellsworth?
Stearns has looked good. I think, Stearns is a little bit of a favorite in that one, but Ellsworth's played tough, played some close games, and then could go, either way.
And another one of note, Old Town will be hosting Hamden this weekend.
Yeah, and Hamden's, had a decent start of the season. Not known for their football, but they're definitely getting on the map, and that will be an interesting one up in Old Town tonight.
And I see the Bangor Rams are having a cross-border battle, taking on a New Hampshire team.
Yeah, they're coming up. It's going to be a 1:30 start. Probably better for them than the original noontime start. A little bit of a travel. I think they're going to stay up. If there was a noontime game, they were going to stay up overnight last night. But, see what happens. I mean, I can't really give you a lot of analysis on that because I don't know a lot about the team from New Hampshire. But I think it's good to have some of these teams get a chance to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mark, let me ask you this. Can you give me one team that's having a surprisingly good season?
One team that's having a surprisingly good season. I guess Camden Hills is having a good start to the season. And this isn't really a surprise, what I'm about to say, and they're not really that local, but Levitt, Class C, defeated a good Class A Oxford Hills team last week, and now they're playing Lawrence, a good Class B team tonight. So it's not really a surprise what Levitt's doing, but they're proving if you're good, you're good in any class, and they've definitely proven that. And as I said, they got Lawrence tonight, then they got another Class A team in a few weeks at Thornton Academy. So, I think that's leading to maybe other sports doing that, hopefully a little bit, playing up classes. I know they're doing it in field hockey. Winthrop actually defeated Messalowski, Class C over a Class A school. And so I think that's maybe given the mindset where that can happen.
We're talking with Mark Calden of Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, what have you seen for numbers? I know that in a couple of local schools, the numbers have actually rebounded nicely and have a pretty good turnout for football this year. Are you seeing more of that around Eastern Maine?
Yeah, somewhat. Obviously we cover all the Foxcroft home games. Their numbers are good. And, seeing some of their opponents, I think John Bapp, we saw him open night. Didn't go so well because they played Foxcroft, but they've won every game since then, and they've got good numbers on the sidelines. Dan O'Connell's doing a good job there, and honestly, they might, in Class B North, they might be the second best team, and good for them. But yeah, overall, I think the numbers are decent. Some of these eight-man schools are kind of rebounding to kind of keep their program alive.
So this weekend, a lot going on with the high school games. Will Chris be at the Maine Stony Brook game?
He will. You might see him there. He'll definitely be there. So he'll be there tomorrow. And we'll be broadcasting a PCHS Lee boys soccer tomorrow night at 6. And then I will be all day. I'll be at Dexter and PCHS homecoming festivities. So get some reports. So we won't be broadcasting until 6 tomorrow night, but I'll be having some highlights and whatnot, and Chris will be at your meeting.
Excellent. Well, follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything you need to know, high school sports and more. Mark, great to talk with you as always. Have a terrific weekend, and we'll check in with you again next Friday afternoon.
Excellent. Thanks, Rich. Have a good weekend.
Oh, you're welcome. You too.